This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, Joshua, I think you see the point I was raising, but I suspect maybe you had a different one.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a very literal interpretation of what I was saying, because, again, it's not a cell phone, you know, but that gives you an example. Like, for example, I don't buy used cell phones, and I don't hold it against somebody who does buy a used cell phone, but I don't do that. So I would say, you know, if somebody wants to go buy a used wishing machine, yeah, go for it. You know, if you want to build a machine yourself, there is a ton of great literature out there that you can get for free about how to build one. Charles Casamano is an author who has written many books about how to build these things. Or if you're like me and you don't have time and you just want to buy one, again, you know, if you go to my website, joshuapwarren.com, you'll find that you can buy one there if you're like me and you want to experiment with these things. And, you know, there are people out there who charge thousands of dollars for a wishing machine. And you don't have to take my word for it. You can go on the internet and look up radionics and see some of the astronomical prices that people are asking. The fellow that I had teamed up with is a guy who builds these in South Carolina. He builds some of the very best in the world. I think they're the best because I've had a lot of success using them over the years. And you can get one of his for $195, you know. Again, if you're the type of person who doesn't want to experiment, you know, well, don't experiment. But if you want to experiment, like me, well, this is an opportunity for you to get one of these things and try it out. But, you know, again, this could just be an elaborate placebo, or it could be a real technology. Personally, I think it's a real technology. I think there's something about these circuits that has to do with the crystals within them. And the reason I say that is that Hitachi developed a quartz crystal slide, really. It looks about like if you were to take a microscope slide and slice it in half. They developed a little quartz crystal material about that size, which can hold hundreds of terabytes of information and is able to withstand temperatures of thousands of degrees Fahrenheit without losing that information. Quartz crystal has this incredible ability to store info. And so when you have complete crystals incorporated in there, I think that maybe they play a key role in storing up something about the consciousness that we don't understand at this point.
That doesn't sound right. The quartz has a melting point that's way less than thousands of degrees. I mean, you get heat up to 2,500, 2,000 to 2,500 degrees, that quartz is melting.
Well, that's pretty high, isn't it? You know, I mean, you can read the story. Go online yourself. Don't take my word for it. This is a news story about Hitachi developing a quartz storage medium. Yeah, I mean, maybe it's 2,000 degrees. That's pretty darn hot.
My girlfriend in college.
If you do look online, you will see a number of radionics boxes of some sort at different prices. So just to point that out. And, of course, it's, I guess, among all the things that one could do, it's not a lot of money. So if it's just something that doesn't really work to your satisfaction, I don't know. I don't think it's so harmful. It's not like somebody charging you a few thousand dollars to go on a UFO hunt and then signing a non-disclosure agreement. Just to point that out.
Well, at least you get some, you know, some tangible product in your hand, as opposed to investing, you know, ungodly amounts of money in free energy devices that are never delivered, which another Asheville resident's been accused of on and off over the years. I think he's still there. Isn't Dr. Greer still there in the Asheville area?
I don't know, actually. I'm not sure if he's there or not. I know that Dr. Greer used to live in Asheville, but I don't know if he's still around. And I really don't know Dr. Greer either, so
no. Well, he's one of our favorite kind of whipping boys at the Paracast because of his very checkered history and some of the outrageous claims and whatnot that he's made over the years, and all the money that's been invested in free energy devices that never seem to be brought forth or you know, put forward, which is unfortunate because, you know, there's a sucker born every minute. And I think we all agree that there's a lot of very gullible people out there that want to believe, that want to buy into things. And it's only when you have, I think like what you're describing is a research and a educational curve. If you have questions about a device or a technique or a belief or a case or whatever it might be, you shouldn't take my word for it or my opinion or Gene's or Joshua's. You should, you know, go out there and get a sampling of opinions, and then based on the conclusion that you come up with, which you work out after doing the research, then you can make an informed decision or choice or create some form of position in regards to whatever it is that you're interested in researching. And something like a radionics device, of course, I've heard about them on and off over the years. I've never really had a chance to play around with them, but you know, you run into this a lot in the, especially in the haunted site, you know, investigative community, things like the Ovulus and other, the Spiricom and other devices that, invariably come out every few years. And, I have done some work with some of those. The Ovulus I found was very intriguing, a random, syllable and word generator. I saw examples of entire sentences, questions being answered, which totally fly in the face of probability. So, you know, I do have a sneaking suspicion that you're right, that there is something, very intriguing at the core of some of these acclaimed technologies. But then for every one of those, you've got a half a dozen of others that aren't worth the the materials that it took to put them together. So, you know, caveat emptor, I guess, would be the the best way to kind of sum it up.
So, Joshua, I was thinking of something here. As most of our listeners know, because we have a second radio show, The Tech Night Out Live, I've been reviewing electronic components for probably, I don't know, 25 years. I get them from different companies. Apple has sent me merchandise over the years. For example, for about 2 months, I had one of their iMacs with 5K Retina displays, a $2,500 computer. They've sent me iPhones to review, iPads, etc. Would you be interested here? Here's the challenge, Joshua Warren. Currently on your site, you're selling three different versions of a radionics device or wishing machine. Would you be willing to send one over to me to try out? Let the chips fall where they may.
Absolutely. I mean, I will talk to the man who makes them. As you know, I don't make them, but I think he would be more than happy to. And in fact, we have we frequently will do that. I mean, George Norrie has one. Dave Schrader has one. Heather Wade, who hosts Midnight in the Desert, I was on her program the other night, and she was telling me that the first time she ever watched a wishing machine video, that she was laughing. She thought it was so ridiculous, and then we sent her one, and now she says, this has changed my life. And Dave Schrader, you know, if you go to our website, wishingmachineproject.com, you can hear audio of him talking about all of his wishes coming true. So, yeah, I mean, I'll ask Dr. Mulder. I'm sure he'll be fine with that. We call him Dr. Mulder because the guy who makes these things, he's not like I am. He's a very private person. I guess he's a normal person, really, is what that means. And he found out that when you get a reputation as a guy who builds wishing machines, people will beat a path to your door and, you know, crawl in your windows. So we call him Dr. Mulder. That's his nickname. But no, honestly, I don't see any problem with sending you one so that you can do your own objective research. And you know, frankly, I think that is just part of human nature. I mean, I can tell you all day long about my experience seeing a ghost, and I can even show you the picture I took and everything else. And I might be able to convince you that my experience was real, but there's always going to be some little part of your brain there, something in the back of your mind that is going to think, man, unless I see this myself, I'm not going to believe it.
We've got more to come with Joshua Warren, and we'll talk about getting me a wishing machine if that's possible. More to come with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So listeners, we're in the process of trying to work this out, and hopefully in the near future, we'll see one of these machines and I'll give it a try, and we'll try the kind of experiments that you listeners might suggest to see what it really does. Joshua has my mailing address and phone number as we speak in his chat window on Skype. So we'll see what happens. Now, you brought up before, and I wanted to kind of segue back to that, mentioning that you're in the Bermuda Triangle area. Now, of course, we've heard all the legends about the Bermuda Triangle. And I remember specifically reading about that in the early UFO books, because there was always that resemblance. Major Keogh talked about it. I was a friend of the late Charles Berlitz, who wrote one of the best-selling books on the Bermuda Triangle, which had that title back in the late 70s. So I followed it over the years. Now, the skeptical viewpoint, Joshua, here is that the reason things happen, planes, ships disappear or are wrecked, is because the weather conditions out there tend to be unpredictable, tend to be unusual, and it's all just natural that these things happen. What's your take?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked this question, because when most people think of the Bermuda Triangle, the first thing they think about are the disappearances. But actually, that's not what makes this area so special. First, let me just address the disappearances. If you want to ship something through this area and you want to insure that shipment, it doesn't cost you any more money than it would to ship anywhere else. Statistically, there are no higher odds of you disappearing here. However, when those disappearances do occur, they are pretty freaky. Obviously, most people know about Flight 19, these five bombers that disappeared on a training mission in 1945. And then, of course, a rescue plane was sent out, and it also disappeared. So when these disappearances occur, they're pretty extraordinary. But what I found is that it goes beyond the disappearances. It goes to the wide range of paranormal phenomena in general that happens to occur around this part of the world. Let's just start here, for example, in Puerto Rico, where I'm joining you from right now. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, we have San Juan here, which is the oldest city in U.S. territory. By the way, when Columbus came here on his second voyage in 1493, he experienced a lot of weird stuff. I think on his first voyage in 1492, he talked about his compass going haywire as he entered this area, and seeing weird lights in the sky that he couldn't explain. I mean, even Columbus. But anyway, San Juan has plenty of haunted spots and catacombs under various parts of the city, and so there are plenty of ghosts. When it comes to UFOs, well, for one thing, you've got the Arecibo Observatory here, which is the largest satellite dish on Earth, or radio satellite dish on Earth. I think the Chinese are in the process of building a bigger one. But still, I mean, this is the dish that you've seen in the movies like Contact or James Bond, GoldenEye. So there is a lot of interaction that takes place between the scientist and trying to, attempt to communicate with beings from beyond. It's a big, big UFO and USO hotspot. And, of course, USOs are the ones that go in and out of the water. When it comes to cryptids, well, this is the birthplace of the chupacabra. And the chupacabra is not some kind of mangy coyote like the media would lead you to believe when they find one of those things in the American Southwest. Now, the chupacabra is a bipedal alien-looking creature with big black eyes and spines running down its back that seems to teleport itself, and there are all kinds of stories I can tell you about that. When it comes to psychic phenomena, I mean, you have so many areas around here where people experience miracles. You've got natural wonders here. In fact, there are more year-round active bioluminescent bays here than there are anywhere else in the world. So all that said, I could really dig deep into all the paranormal activity that's focused here, but I started looking into why, what's so special about this area years ago, and then I realized something. NASA produces these maps that are called gravity maps. And they show you the strength of the Earth's gravitational field at various spots around the planet. Places where the field is a little stronger are denoted in red, and places where it's weaker are denoted in blue. Because going back to what we were talking about earlier with gravity and time and space and all that, you know, Earth is not a perfect sphere, and it's full of all kinds of weird minerals, and so the gravitational field is very inconsistent. Well, if you look at these maps, this area that we call the Bermuda Triangle has some of the lowest gravity, so to speak, some of the lowest strength, some of the weakest gravity on planet Earth. And in fact, if you look right here in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle, so to speak, if you look at the island of Puerto Rico, where I am right now, the gravity here is so weak that on that map, the blue is so dark, you literally cannot even see the island itself on the map. It's just blotted out. I began to study the potential relationship between gravity and paranormal experiences. I'm still in the process of studying this, but I found this interesting correlation that I've never heard anybody else ever talk about. And that is that at places that have a weaker gravitational field, according to my research, more people have reported having paranormal experiences. If you go to spots on the Earth that have a stronger gravitational field, you find sacred sites. You find pyramids, you find temples, you find places where people would go to get sanctuary from strange things. Because, you know, we live in this kind of, you know, backwards age when we're out there saying, hey, I want to see the weird stuff. I want to see the ghosts. I want to see the UFOs. Throughout most of human history, it's been the opposite. People have not wanted to have these experiences and those encounters. And so it's interesting to see that, again, it seems that these areas that people felt were safe zones became sacred sites, and places like this one, where people were having experiences all the time, have that weaker gravitational field. So I really believe that we're on the precipice of understanding something about how gravity relates to the paranormal.
We also have a similar scenario surrounding the Earth's magnetic field. When you have a maximum field strength in close proximity to minimum field strength, that seam between the two tends to be where paranormal activity is reported, and oftentimes you'll have a gravitic low there as well.
That's a very good point, Christopher, because, you know, people often ask me, why does it seem that there are more ghostly encounters at night versus the day? Now, for one thing, that could be a slight misinterpretation just because that ghosts are often reported to have this sort of faint glow about them, which would be easier to spot at night than during the day. But that said, going back to the magnetosphere, I mean, hopefully a lot of your listeners have seen this illustrated. If not, you can find it very quickly on the internet. The Earth's magnetic field, the magnetosphere, is what protects us from these harmful rays that are blasting in our direction from the sun.
Let's do more of protection here from those harmful rays with Joshua Warren and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Kurt 70, author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
In case you're wondering why you're not hearing a lot from Chris O'Brien, he's still on the mend from that lung ailment. So I'm just trying to make it easy for him. And with a guest like Joshua P. Warren, all you have to do is ask a question, sit back, and listen. Go on, please.
Well, thank you very much, Gene. I appreciate that. The funny thing is, the time is flying by here because these are some great topics. So the side of the Earth's magnetosphere that is facing the sun is compressed because it's being blasted by all of this solar energy. The side that is facing away from the sun, the nighttime side, has the field nice and open and expanded and stretching out into space. So if you look at a profile of this, it almost looks like Earth has a comet tail. Like the side that's facing the sun is close to the Earth, and the other side is stretching out into the distance. This is, in fact, why that you can often pick up radio stations at night that you cannot pick up during the day. That's because when the magnetosphere expands, it lifts the ionosphere, and radio signals bounce off of the ionosphere at different angles. And so you can hear at nighttime stations that might be thousands of miles away that you're not going to pick up so well during the day.
This is primarily, by the way, a phenomenon of AM radio stations. You don't see this with FM, but the skipping phenomenon means, for example, when I first moved to Alabama, and I mentioned earlier this place I used to work at in Piedmont, Alabama, I could listen to WLS from Chicago, Illinois, loud and clear every night, or WABC in New York, another clear channel station.
Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, and this is something that, who knows, maybe I'll use that example in 20 years and nobody will know what I'm talking about because everything will be internet based. But but you know,
well,
what
it's amplitude
about.
As opposed to frequency modulation. So
yeah, and so therefore you have a less disrupted environment in general at night for these subtle electromagnetic frequencies. And even though we don't understand precisely how, say, a ghost materializes, just about any researcher who's out there in the field on a regular basis will tell you that at places where people have these experiences, you find these spontaneous bursts of anomalous electromagnetic fields. And so there is some kind of a connection between these things that people describe as ghostly experiences and these electromagnetic manifestations. And so I believe at night, well, that is just a much more calm environment in general, so that when these things, they might be able to present themselves because they're not being dominated by stronger fields. And then secondly, we notice them more as well. By the way, when it comes to, say, certain times of year, like Halloween, people ask me, is there more paranormal activity around Halloween? Well, look at what's happening in our part of the world in the fall. The Earth is shifting away from the sun. So, again, this is another example of how that this might apply in terms of the relationship between where you're living and what's happening in the cosmic environment around you.
As we learn more and more things about our crazy corner of the universe. Now, in connection, I guess it's very loosely, with the fact that you have this course, and if you pass it, you're going to get a certification. What about a movement here to get more traditional academic institutions to run courses on UFOs and paranormal investigation? Right now, you know, there is obviously the perception that people like you and me and Chris, well, less so Chris, are fringe people, wackadoos, people who are dealing with fringe science. How do we make all this stuff mainstream? Is there any way to ever do that? Or are we destined to be something that exists on the edges?
Red-haired stepchildren.
That too.
Well, let me give you an absolutely perfect example of what, you know, let me put it this way, a perfect way of answering your question. Going back to Brown Mountain in Western North Carolina, for over 100 years, according to journalistic accounts, and perhaps hundreds of years, according to some of the local legends, people have been seeing these multicolored balls of light floating around this low-lying mountain, which is now in the middle of the Pisgah National Forest there in western North Carolina. They've been studied by scientists all throughout, you know, the 20th century and this century, and of every caliber, you know, chemists, astronomers, physicists, you name it. And there are every kind of legend you can imagine about ghosts and aliens and, you know, interdimensional beings, etc. Well, my team and I spent about 15 years camping up there, using equipment, bringing experts with us, documenting this. I mean, bringing real scientists. Like, I brought a scientist who was a physicist at the Oak Ridge National Laboratory. I brought a real rocket scientist from Ohio State University, a geologist from the United Nations, believe it or not. I mean, all this kind of stuff. And documenting these lights and getting good footage for the first time and documenting this interference that occurs in the electromagnetic environment when they appear, etc. Despite all that, over the past 10 years or so, whenever the media has done a story about the Brown Mountain Lights, they call me first, and I'm the believer, you know, and they get my take on it. Then they've turned around and they call this guy who is an astronomer named Dr. Dan Caton at Appalachian State University, and they call him to get the quote-unquote skeptic's point of view. And so Dr. Caton, for over 10 years, has been coming out there in the media saying, look, there's no proof that this stuff even exists, and being very dismissive. There have been all these different kinds of seminars that they produced in the area where, and I'm not afraid to say right here on your show, this guy's been outright, in my opinion, condescending and arrogant toward people for over 10 years, blowing all this off like, I haven't seen anything. Well, guess what? Last July, Dr. Daniel Caton and his colleague from Appalachian State University finally documented the Brown Mountain Lights. They had taken two cameras up there themselves that were viewing the mountain from obviously two different points of view. And he came out and he did an interview with the Charlotte Observer and NPR, and he said, look, We've got lots of footage of stars and airplanes and lights from traffic, and we know what all that is, but we finally captured some lights here we can't explain. And he himself admitted, I've been very dismissive of all this, but I shouldn't have been. And now that he has seen it, there will probably be grant money, you know, spent, and it's being taken seriously. So all these years, you've had hundreds, if not thousands, of people who have seen this stuff. We've videotaped it. We've documented it. But it didn't become something, quote-unquote, real until this fellow who was with this university saw it. And now that this has happened, I'm sure that everybody's going to say, well, this is the man who documented this phenomenon properly for the first time. And so what you realize – and I've known this for a long time, is that when you decide to go into this field that we call the paranormal investigation field, it is a blessing because you often get to be the first person to see some of these extraordinary things. But it's also a bit of a curse because you are only going to be relevant to the conversation so long as it remains paranormal.
In other words here, to sum up, what this means here is you may be the pioneer who helps encourage people to take it seriously, gives people a focal point to investigate all these claims, all these incidents. But as soon as mainstream science picks up on it, they won't remember you, they won't remember me, they won't remember Chris. There may not be a Paracast unless we continue looking at unexplored mysteries, unexplained mysteries, and we continue to find new stuff to continue to investigate, because that's the way it will continue to be. We've got more to come with Joshua P. Warren and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Final segment with Joshua P. Warren and Gene and Chris, and we're focusing on a whole number of paranormal mysteries. We're going to hopefully look at a wishing machine or a radionics box so I can give you my review. Not a technology review for the Tech Night Owl, but we're going to see how it works. How my crazy life might be impacted by a machine of this sort. And boy, it's crazy. Joshua Warren, over the years here, you've been doing it for a while. Do you think we've made any real progress towards achieving what might be a victory in getting more mainstream people to look at some of these mysteries? You mentioned the Brown Mountain Lights. As an example, what else is going to come? What do you think is going to be next?
Well, you know, I tell you, Gene, this is a very interesting double-edged sword because we now have this incredible era when everybody practically is running around with a camera in his or her pocket. This is, you know, this has never happened. Every person who's got a cell phone, I mean, I hardly ever see a cell phone that can't take a picture these days. And so you have this incredible amount of potential photographers out there all over the world. They're taking pictures like crazy. There's security cameras all over the place. There's dash cams. I mean, you know, it's like there's a car wreck and somebody captures it. So you think to yourself, wow, in that case, there ought to be a ton of evidence. Finally, you know, people should be getting ghosts and UFOs all the time. The funny thing is we do get bombarded. Certainly I do. Every day people contact me. I mean, every week I get probably at least, I would say, at least 75 to 100 people who are just sending me images to look at every week. They have captured UFOs. They've captured ghosts. But at the same time, you have software out there that is specifically designed to hoax this stuff. People can go and download these apps, and I'm not going to give out the names of the apps. I guarantee you that. That literally let you insert ghosts and UFOs and crazy things into your pictures. The same technology that has allowed us to more easily document this stuff also allows people to more easily hoax it. And so what we're dealing with now is, in some ways, going back to a more old-fashioned method, which means if you send me an image of something that you've captured that is supposed to be paranormal and you ask me to analyze it, I'm not just going to analyze that image for what the image is. I also want to talk to you, and I want you to tell me that you took that picture, and I want you to tell me when you took it, what the weather was like, and I want you to show me pictures that you took before you took that picture, and maybe pictures you took after you took that picture. And there are all these kind of more like organic, fundamental, journalistic things that you would do in order to place this image in context before I'm going to go out there and draw some conclusion about its legitimacy. And so I think that right now it's still relatively new that we have so much of this stuff being presented. But this year, I'm working on a project. We're in the early stages. Soon I'll be able to talk about this a little bit more once everything is solidified. But I'm working on a project with a handful of other researchers that is unprecedented as well. We are going to be going to some extremely active paranormal hotspots, and we are going to set up a number of cameras, because, you know, it just takes two cameras for a 3D image. We're going to set up 5 to 10 cameras, all focused on a particular hotspot. It's going to be a very controlled process. We're going to document ourselves setting it up, and once we capture some of these things that have never been seen before in this way, we are going to take lie detector tests to do everything within our power to demonstrate that we have not tampered with this or in any way, you know, altered what is being presented. And at that point, hopefully we can at least resolve this question of whether or not ghosts are real or maybe some of these flying saucers, et cetera, are real.
You have a short list of possible destinations for this?
Yeah, well, I'm still open. I'm wide open to getting, you know, access to any great location. We're calling this the Mobius Mission. We have a good budget for it already. I'd like everybody listening to your program to know that if they would like to be among the very first people to see some of the images that we capture, if you go to my website, joshuapwarren.com, you can just sign up for my free e-newsletter there. These are personal e-newsletters that I send out. I type them with my own little fingers there, and you'll be among the first to see this stuff. But this year, I made a bold proclamation earlier that I believe this is going to be the year when we finally are able to at least get enough evidence to answer the question as to whether or not ghosts are real for everybody. Then we can move on to, okay, what are they?
Cool. Count me in, man. If you need an extra investigator, I'm your man.
Good. Well, thank you very much for that, Christopher. I appreciate it. And I want everybody to sort of realize that when I saw my first ghost, I was in the room. I was in an attic, actually, with another researcher. We both saw it. He was on one side. I was on the other. We both touched it. I photographed it. What more can I do? I don't have a Ghostbusters trap that I can kick out there and stomp to suck the thing in and, you know, release it into a jar in my museum. I became very frustrated that I was able to see something with another person there from two different angles. We both touched it. I took a picture of it, and still it didn't resolve the question of whether or not ghosts are real. Well, this experiment that we're going to do, this project that we're going to do, this is going to be everything that we can do to at least resolve that question. So anybody out there who's got access to some really cool locations that might be perfect for this, please contact me through my website and let me know.
Chris will talk to you about this, and this will be very interesting to see if you focus on some of the areas he's looked into. In the next minute and a half or so, Joshua P. Warren, would you tell our listeners one more time about this course?
Well, thank you very much. This is, I believe, 100% the best, most comprehensive paranormal investigation and really metaphysics course that has ever been produced. And that's because I have done my best to take many, many years of research, not just my own, but also great things I've adapted from others, and sort of condense it down into the real meat. And it's extremely interactive. We're going to dig into ghosts, spiritual activity of all kinds, angels, demons, interdimensional beings, ghosts, not only ghosts, but ET, aliens, cryptids, psychic phenomena, magic. It really is a little bit of everything, and it's going to be live and interactive. It's going to happen one time only. If you go right now to joshuapwarren.com and click the link for the classes, if I have extended the discount, fine. If not, you just let me know that you heard about it here on the Paracast, and I'll make sure that you get the discount for the classes, and you're going to have access to everything that I can offer you after that. If you want to get into this crazy business, this crazy world of research that we call the paranormal field.
And listeners, when I get his radionics device, I will give it the old college try, and we'll see just how it works and what kind of reaction I have to it. How's that?
You're a perfect crash test dummy for that thing.
Yes, but don't put the D word too strongly there, okay? As we speak, the way, I have a sign on my iPhone saying suspected spam. It's coming my way. Being attacked by something here. You can find us, of course, on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Take a gander for the Paracast on Twitter. We have two Paracast fan clubs, a group and a community on Facebook. Choose which one you want. We also have the other radio show that we do called After the Paracast. It can be just a continuation of this show. Different guests, like we've had Nick Pope on After the Paracast and Paul Kimball and Dr. Lynn Kitai this past week to talk about the upcoming 20th anniversary of the Phoenix Lights. All sorts of good stuff, but it's only available if you're a subscriber to the Paracast Plus. You also get the commercial-free version of this show. Those of you who write reviews on iTunes, too many commercials, well, this is your response. After the Paracast, the commercial-free version of this show, and more benefits for the Paracast Plus. Prices start at just $1.49 a week. To find out more, go to plus, P-L-U-S, dot theparacast.com, plus, dot theparacast.com. This has been a lot of fun as usual with Joshua Warren. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Hey, thank you so much. It's always a blast.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.